Well, good morning. It's lovely to see you all. Lovely to see you all here. Special welcome to Nick, who's playing for us today, who it's been a long time since we've had the opportunity to be led in worship by Nick, and Karen's here as well. So it's lovely. And welcome to our visitors. I know we've got some people here who have not been here before. Stephen and Jocelyn at the back, from all the way from Gloucester, so it's lovely to see you. But welcome to everybody. Welcome to everybody. Just let's pray before a couple of notices. Jesus, we thank you for your promise that wherever two or three are gathered in your name, you will be present. We thank you that you choose to presence yourself here, to be here with us. We thank you for that wonderful truth, that wonderful reality. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us clearly, show us who you are, reveal yourself to us in worship, in word, in silence, in conversation, as we gather together in your name. Amen. Just a couple of notices. One particularly eagle-eyed person spotted the not deliberate mistake in the notices. What was the mistake in the notices? Good. Do you know, I reckon it's a good idea to make a mistake in the notices because everybody really pays attention. And next week, see if you can spot one. Because there will be one there, because I won't put it in, but there'll be one there. If you have not completed a survey because you went to the church meeting or you've got an email we would rather do in hard copy, these yellow sheets are here. Do take one with you. Put it back through the letterbox here or post it or email it back to me if you've had the email. We want to review keeping in touch. Mark has been producing it for us for almost a couple of years now. All the way through COVID, and it has kept us in touch, and we are so grateful, not just in what we're doing, but what God is doing in the wider church across the whole world and so on. It's really important that we look out beyond ourselves. So we're very grateful for it, but we don't want to keep doing something that may be needing changing. And so the best way of knowing what you want is for you to tell us what you want, what you find helpful. So please do complete the forms and let me have them back. I've got a whole bundle back, which is really good, and that means we can go forward. There are some extra books on the table, which Debbie has put there. I put a couple, Debbie's put some, that help us as we are thinking about our relationship with God. Last week, we were thinking about God being in relationship with God as Father. This time it's God the Son, Jesus. Next week could be the Holy Spirit. And you'll find there's some books there about our relationship with God the Father and God the Son. So do have a look as you go past. I'd like to borrow that. For those who've borrowed books in the past, we could really do with some of them back because other people want to read them. So do go look on your shelves at home. And if you've got a little label on the back which says Stephen and Leslie Coles, 14 Aussie Avenue, that's definitely one that needs to come back. Then we can pass it on to others. One of the ones that, did anybody read that when it came out? Who saw this one, the Queen's 90th birthday? Now, these were a bargain. These were 50p from Kingsbridge. They had a bundle, and I didn't want to be greedy, so I only took two of them. But this is the most wonderful testimony of a faithful Christian leader. It's the most glorious gospel booklet. If you've not read it, read it and then give it away, pass it on. Because this says, I believe in Jesus. He's my guide. He's my shepherd. Thinking about our relationship with Jesus today, this, of all the books I've probably read, this is it. And it's beautifully presented. Do take it, read it, give it away or bring it back. And if you're over at Kingsbridge Way, go and buy a couple more. They've still, because this was for the Queen's 90th birthday. It was written obviously with her full cooperation, sharing her faith. And it's wonderful. But so they're there, but there's a few other things to look at. As you may have seen on the sheet there, there's no gardening group tomorrow. Debbie is isolating, awaiting an eye operation on Tuesday for cataract. She has one part of one eye that she can see with, and that apparently is where the cataract is growing. So we want Debbie to be able to see. And so do pray for her. And so the group will meet the following Monday, but not this Monday. And the other thing is just to remind you, Paul Franks, member of our church, his mum died quite suddenly a couple of weeks ago. The funeral is at the Co-op Chapel in Dartmouth Road. It was lovely to hear of Brenda's, Franks's relationship with the Lord. And that's so Paul Franks's mum, and Eric, her husband, and Dawn, their daughter, who was part of the church here for a while, and Paul. They'll all be there. And if you'd like to come and support them, there's an open invitation to join in the service next Friday, 11 o'clock in Dartmouth Road. But certainly do pray for them. And pray that her relationship with the Lord will encourage others. And two more things. Anybody got a butterfly brooch that has gone missing because it was dropped this morning? Is that yours? Is that yours? Ah, good. We have a taker. Excellent. Would that all problems and all lost property were returned so easily. And lastly, a bit of a different thing to have at the beginning of a service, but for those who weren't at the church meeting, you missed a treat. Church meeting was great. It was a great encouragement, just thinking what's happened over the last 2 months. And one of the things that we looked at our last church meeting was whether we should join in with the Christmas market as a form of our outreach this Christmas. And we did an hour of worship with carols. And Jordan, Kerry's husband, who organised the event, did a wonderful video. It's a real message of encouragement and a pointer to the year ahead. So if we could have that now, please.
Welcome to Willie Street, a place for all of the community, a place lots of us call home. We wanted to bring together lots of people, and there's no better time to do this than at Christmas. So our Winner Street community decided to host a Christmas market to spread joy, not just to our community, but to the community of Torbay, and show people that our community is truly on the up. Delighted that so many of you joined us to show that we can truly do anything as long as the community is together. Thank you.
Sure that I
wonderful, don't you? It's as we come together that anything is possible. And also that lady that sang, I've seen it a few times, that video, "I'm ready for love." Mm-hmm. And that was one of the guys who came into the coffee morning. "I'm looking for love." And this is what God is doing. And also they're referring to the past, as in middle past of Winner Street, when it's been thought of a problem place. And don't be bound by the past. Some of you will know it when it was a very different. But God is on the move and we're part of it. So it's a great encouragement, isn't it? And in this week of prayer for Christian unity, it's a message to us. It's amazing what we could do together. And as we gather together to worship, that's what we're doing. Put a bit of light on. As I was preparing this service in the Inn on the Quay at Goodrington, which is my usual spot, there's a gentleman in there and his wife who go in there for breakfast quite often, and it seems to be Tuesday morning as their time. And the chap there, he remarked how good it was to see the sunshine on the previous day. We hadn't seen the sun for ages. It was a Monday and the sun had come out. This was Tuesday and the sun was still out. And it was reported that December was the greyest December since 1956. And it's true, isn't it? Every day was a grey day. It was dry, but it was grey. And what a difference it makes when the sun comes out after such a long time. And that made me thought about the fact that today we're focusing on Jesus, God, the Son. Some of us here, and some of the people listening to this service, may never have seen the beauty of Jesus through the eye of faith. It's like we don't even know there is a sun to shine upon us. Some of us may have been experiencing a long grey period. We may be having a grey month, not able to see the Son of God. So today is an opportunity as we worship to look at the Son, to focus on Him, to focus on His beauty and His kindness. "I turned round to see the voice that was speaking to me. And when I turned, I saw 7 golden lampstands. And among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet, and with a golden sash round his chest. The hair on his head was white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he held 7 stars, and coming out of his mouth was a sharp double-edged sword. His face was like the sun, shining in all its brilliance. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, 'Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades.'" This is a vision of Jesus given to John so we could hear about it, so we could see Jesus in his glory. We're going to sing some songs now, a time of worship focused on the beauty of Jesus. As usual, feel free to sit or to stand. As we leave spaces, feel free to pray, to worship. This is our time to encounter the Lord. "You are beautiful
beyond description,
too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depths of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above.
Thank you, Jesus, that we worship the God who is alive. As we look on the cross there, Lord, that we always are grateful for that, but that isn't the end, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
You are alive, and when you went to the Father, you promised us a helper, and that helper lives in each one of us who've given our hearts to the Lord. It is the Spirit of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
The Holy Spirit, as we call it, but really it is the Spirit of Jesus that lives in us, because, as Stephen just read, he's alive, he's not dead, and he never ever leaves us.
Thank you, Lord.
When I've been reading the disciple thing, I think the great commandment that he gave us, I thought, Lord, it's a bit hard. It's a bit hard to tell everyone about you. But then I thought, in saying, reproaching me, saying, but my spirit lives in you. So I take this moment to ask the Lord to forgive me. Forgive when in the human part of me, I'm not scared, I'm embarrassed. I think people are being humiliated, but what could be more humiliating to be stripped of your clothes and hung on a cross? Lord, forgive us all when we fail to witness to you, Lord. Oh, to be like Paul, who was whipped, beaten, and sent into prison, but he still could say he was not ashamed of the good news of Jesus Christ unto our salvation.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, give us,
thank you, Lord.
Give us the courage, Lord, to go out for you,
yes,
to go all out for you.
Yes,
oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Lord, we declare together, you are more precious than silver. You are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares with you. Lord, help us to be focused on you here and now, in that, so that we will tell others about you, just in who we are as well as what we say. Draw us close to you now, that we may see you and become like you. Thank you.
here, as the dark days approached Christmas, I said to myself, the sun will be coming back, and hope and spring and the sun will come. And Lord, we know in our hearts, the sun will be coming back.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
That you will come in all your glory and take us to be with you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It is so good to have time to looking at Jesus. On Wednesday evening, if you're able to come from 7:30, we'll be doing the same thing, but we won't have a service, but it's a time of worship, of stillness, of contemplation. And so our souls are thirsty for the Lord. And if you're thirsty, come and drink. And that's one opportunity. That particular song we just sung is seems to be my spirit's go-to song. If I'm out walking, I need to worship, I need to sing. And we need some simple songs to sing. And that's why I'm never afraid to have simple songs. Because there are some wonderful songs. The middle song, which sounds a beautiful song. We can't remember all the words. It's good to have some simple songs that you can sing at any time, particularly in the dark days. So if you don't know that one, write it out. It's in the books under your chairs. Write out a bit of paper and put it in your pocket. And when you need it, sing it. So Jesus calls us to follow him and to be in relationship with him. Now, for some of you, this is the dreaded moment. Don't worry, I don't take the microphone to anybody unless they really want to share something. So I'm not going to turn up on any of you and say, right, give me an answer. But the first question I want to look at today is, what is your relationship with Jesus? Who is he to you? I'm just going to give you a few moments. We're going to be thinking about that in a moment. And there's no right answer. No right answer. This isn't a test. Who is Jesus to you? I've already asked this question of the Girls Brigade. And as you know, they've set a high bar, the Girls Brigade, because they give some really good answers. I'm looking at Tara now, because she gave me a lovely answer to this one. And so, who is Jesus to you? Who'd like to say, give me an answer? If you want to give me an answer, put your hand up. I know some of it is personal, that's fine. But if you'd like to share it, who is Jesus to you? Maybe even me today. I've got one at the front, one at the back. Yes.
Just simply, he is my everything.
He is your everything. Wow. Back in a moment, Jean. Got Jean and Joan.
He's my best friend.
He's your best friend. Thank you. Jean.
He is my master, my lord.
Your and master and your
he
lord.
He seems more close to me than anybody or anything.
Thank you. Master, but close to you. Yes.
He's everything, because without him, I would be lost for eternity.
So he's everything, both for now and forever. Anybody else want to tell me who Jesus is to them? It may be something that you've only come to realize recently, or it may be something you've known for 40, 50, 60, 70 your years.
He's somebody I can talk to when I really need someone.
Someone you can talk to. For some of us, perhaps we're afraid of God, and he's the last person you would feel you could talk to in that way. Pray to, but not talk to, not chat to. There are so many. There are so many aspects to our relationship. There's so many different ways of seeing Jesus. Could you put the picture up for us, Sheila? That's great. I'll just turn the lights off just a moment. Thank you, Sheila. Sheila Goldsmith's on the buttons today, and she's doing a good job. Thank you. This is beautiful, isn't it? The aim of the diamond cutter is to bring out the brightness of the diamond by cutting it in such a way that it has many different sides, many facets. Jesus, in a way that this diamond shows, but we've already sung, he's more beautiful than diamonds. He has so many facets, sides to his character, his nature. And every one of us sees a different side to his character. If we were looking at this diamond, in reality, from wherever we were sat looking at it, we'd be looking at a different side to the diamond. I was told that scientifically, I'm sure this must be true, that if you look at a rainbow, if I look at a rainbow, and Barbara over there looks at the same rainbow, she doesn't see the same rainbow as I do. Because her angle at looking at the water droplets that are reflecting the light is a different angle to me. So when I look at a rainbow outside our house in Osney Avenue, we get lots because we're facing north. Everyone in Paignton is seeing that rainbow differently, just slightly. So it's an amazing thought. So when we come together to look at Jesus, and we share just now what we've done, four or five of you have shared, it helps us see the different aspects, the different sides of Jesus. Some of us may never have thought of Jesus being someone you can chat to. Some of us don't really think about heaven. Perhaps we feel it's a long way away. But we don't know. And it's a hope for all of us that actually helps us to live now. So we need to look at Jesus being with us forever in heaven. We'll be with him forever in heaven. This morning, we could spend hours looking at all the different qualities, names, aspects of Jesus and his character. He could be our rescuer. He is our rescuer. He's our teacher. He's a big brother. Some of you, it was really interesting, Rachel, our youngest daughter, was it Maria? No, I think it was Rachel, our youngest daughter. She said, could she have a big brother? Not possible. She always wanted a big brother. Why did she want a big brother? I think she saw other people with big brothers and thought they were a good thing. They were there to look after you. Who here at times would have loved a big brother? I would have loved a big brother. Beat up those people who were bullying me. Oh, I would have liked to. Yes, I would have liked a big brother at times. For some people, perhaps the images of a captain, either a ship or a rugby team, the leader, the someone who leads by example, says, come on, come with me, this is where we're going. He's shepherd. Somebody came in to the sanctuary at our toddler group on Wednesday. As often I try and bring people in just for a moment. And interesting enough, they looked at that banner. Can you, for Ian, you won't be able to see it, but for everybody else, it says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And this lovely guy said, what does that mean? What does that mean? He'd never heard those words. The Lord is my shepherd. And they don't make any sense, do they? I'm not a sheep. I haven't got any horns or fur. You know, I mean, what does that mean? And to say to someone what that means, there's a book on the table, A Shepherd Looks at the Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. If you haven't read it, borrow it. Debbie's borrow it, it's on there. It's beautiful. The way the Lord looks after his sheep is a picture of Jesus looking after us. And so we could look at all these things. And I do encourage you to think about these things this week. But I just want to focus on two things today. Firstly, what we've already been doing is focusing on the beauty of the Lord. Have you thought how beautiful he is? If we've spent too much time looking at Jesus on the cross, the danger is we see the beauty of his actions. But he was unrecognizable as a man. That's how it talks about it. He was so beaten up on the cross. And that's not the full story, as we heard in the prayer. So have you looked at the beauty of Jesus? If we are to become like Jesus, we need to look at Jesus. On Sunday before Christmas, I've mentioned it before, we looked at a sculpture of Mary gazing at her newborn baby Jesus. Just gazing, just looking in wonder. And that's what we need to do with Jesus ourselves. As a baby, yes, by all means, the wonder of the incarnation. But let's also look at him in glory, in beauty. Whatever helps you, whether it's reading, listening, singing, looking at creation, that's why that song we sang, I see your eyes in every sunrise. So, let's look at Jesus, contemplate his beauty. And the other thing we're going to look at, only very briefly, is his friendship. Christine, could you bring our reading for us?
The reading is from Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down his life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give to you.
Thank you, Christine. The first disciples were called by Jesus to become his friends. In practical terms, when he called those disciples for the first time, they spent time with him. They lived with him. They ate with him. They slept alongside him out in the open. They laughed with him. They cried with him. They did miracles with him. Although he knew that they would all let him down badly, they all ran away when the soldiers came to arrest him, he still called them his friends. Another question. Do you have friends? Just think about the friends that you have. And I just want you to tell me, what is it like to have friends? I'm not going to ask you up there because you're too far away. I don't want to embarrass you. But Paul and Taya and Lexi, do you have friends at school? Yes. Well, there's a big thumb up. Excellent. Yes, you do. You can shout to me if you want. What is it about friends that you like? What's good about having a friend? Any ideas? Have a think. What's good about having a friend? Yes, Suzanne here.
They're all different, and they all bring special things to your life.
They're all different, and they all bring special things to your life. That's interesting. Angela?
They accept you as you are.
They accept you as you are. That's an interesting one. Anything else about friends? Obviously, not many people here are friends, because there's not many responses here today.
They always know when you're in trouble.
They know when you're in trouble. Well, that's good, isn't it? Friends know us. Anything else about what's good about having friends? Do you play with your friends? Do you do Lego? Have you made anything Lego? There's Paul. See there? Paul, have you got anybody to make Lego with at the moment? Or is it just Taya? Just Taya at the moment. Friends, we can make things. They've got a whole load of Lego at their house. It's great. The things you can make, the helicopter, it's fantastic. But it's good to make things with. Anybody else got any friends that you do things with? You enjoy? Yes, dear, you've got friends.
They're loyal and trustworthy.
They're loyal and trustworthy.
And they're always on the end of the phone when you want them.
They're always on the end of the phone when you want them, and they'll give you a lift whenever you need one. I know. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Jesus calls his disciples friends. Jesus says that everyone who does what he commands are his friends. Why is that? It's because friends are people that you let into your life. You trust them. You share precious things with them. Your feelings, your hopes, your dreams. Jesus trusts his disciples to do his work, to represent him in the world, to show his love. Everything that Jesus has learned from God the Father, he shares with his friends, you and I. Wow. Why this level of friendship? Why this level of intimacy? Because Jesus wants us to be fruitful. Not successful, but fruitful. I don't know if you've seen it. You must have seen it if you watch BBC on the television. Because they played it so many times. It's a trailer for one of the repeats, either to radio or TV you couldn't put. And it's a lady saying that she's met some of the very successful, the most successful people in the world. And she says they are dark, miserable, and lost. And the guy says, give us some names, we need names. And turns it into a joke. But isn't that interesting? The most successful people in the world's terms, they are dark, miserable, and lost. That's what being successful in human-only terms means. Loads of money, loads of property, loads of fame, what you name it. It doesn't work. God wants us to be fruitful so that we will be joyful and God will be glorified. It's one of those things you'll see in the Bible time and time again. Jesus says, do this, God gets the glory, you get the joy. Is that a deal? If I want the glory, I get miserable. If God gets the glory, I get the joy. Who wants to be joyful today? Yes! Give God the glory, receive the friendship of Jesus. Obey him. Follow him. He is your everything. Anything else in the way puts Jesus as nothing. He's either Lord of all or he's not Lord at all. So what we said, and it's a little ditty, but gets it into my brain. I hope it's helpful. We said earlier on about he's someone you can talk to about anything. He is trustworthy. Friends are trustworthy. Friends are people you can talk to who know when you're in trouble. This is all what Jesus is like. He is trustworthy. He's someone you can chat to. He knows we're in trouble. He's always on the other end of the phone. I thought that was really good. He's only a prayer away. And he'll give you a lift as well. He will. So the question is this morning, do you want to be a friend of Jesus? He says, follow me, and you'll be my friend, and I'll be your friend. For me, every now and then, God keeps on bringing me back to the same passage in the Bible. It's Peter who had let down Jesus badly, denied him three times, and he never even knew him when he was arrested to try and protect his own life. Peter just said he never knew Jesus. He denied him three times, even when he said he was better than all the other disciples and he wouldn't deny him, even if everybody else did. But that's not true. He did. He denied him. And Jesus lovingly restores him and says, don't worry about anybody else. You follow me. Do you love me? Feed my lambs. Do you love me? Take care of my sheep. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. And that's probably why I'm a pastor now, a shepherd now. Every now and then, he takes me back. And the bit afterwards, John, another disciple, Jesus has told Peter that there's a fairly nasty outcome waiting for Peter. And he doesn't say anything about John. So Peter said, what about John? He says, don't worry about John. You follow me. And I tend to worry sometimes about other people or what other people think or what other people are doing. And if you're like me, hear this word this morning. Don't worry about anybody else. You follow me. That's all you have to worry about. I am your everything. That's what we've heard this morning. I am your best friend. I am the one who's always going to be there for you. I am the one who is always trustworthy and true. We said the other day, the difficult word, all other relationships are temporary. In the sense of parent, child, husband, wife, brother, sister. Because they're going to be changed in heaven to all of us being brothers and sisters in Christ together and no one's married. Really strange. But, so everything is temporary. But there's one who is never temporary, and that's Jesus. So, his invitation to each one of us is to follow him, to obey his commands, to be his friend. He wants you for his friend. Now, some of you may feel, I am unworthy of that. There must be far more people, far better friends for Jesus than me. Peter must have felt like that, mustn't he? He denied him three times. Said, I never even knew him. But that message, that story was told to us so none of us would give up. All of us would know, no matter what we've done, what we've said, however embarrassed we've been about Jesus, however much we have denied him, there's always a way back. Just to say, I love you, Jesus, I'm sorry, I want to follow you. And we're back. Jesus has no limit to the number of friends. I don't know if Facebook and any other things have a limit. It's the number of friends you can have. There's certainly targets. There's so many people. He's got so many followers and everything else. Jesus never runs out of love for his friends. So all of us here today can all say, I want to call on my friendship to Jesus right now. And he can be your friend, all of you at the same time. Not in the playground, when Lexi's there and Taya and Paul and others are in the playground. You know, not everybody can be friends with the one person at the same time. And you have dust-ups between who's the best friend and who's not the best friend, who's playing with this. And with Jesus, we can all be his friend at the same time. So, let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that you invite every one of us of every age to be your friend, to be in a relationship with you, to share in your work, just to spend time with you, getting to know you, listening to you. Help us, Lord, to enjoy our friendship with you. Help us not to turn away. Help us not to be embarrassed. Help us not to be afraid. Forgive us when we've done something wrong that separates us, and draw us back close. And if there are any here today, or anybody listening to this service now, who knows that they've never been your friend, they have not responded to your invitation, then know that because of the cross, because our sins can be forgiven as soon as we ask you to, that we can be your friend, we can respond. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me. Come and sit down with Jesus, your friend today. Amen. Now we have a song now. There's no words on the screen because I deliberately didn't want you to rely on words. I'd really love you if you would, I love you anyway, but I'd really love you to get this one in your heart and soul. It's a song you've heard before. It's about Jesus being our friend. Got to wet the whistle. It's got some lovely actions, and I encourage you to do the actions because that will help you remember the words. But it's not compulsory, okay? Jesus, Jesus, here I am. Jesus, Jesus, take my hand. You give to everyone a love that won't end. Thank you, Jesus, you're my friend. Beautiful words, aren't they? We'll keep going. Thank you, Nick. We'll do it again. Jesus, Jesus, here I am. That question before, why this for Jesus? Why is this the symbol? And for those listening and for Ian as well, what I'm doing is I'm pointing my finger to my wrist. Why is that the symbol for Jesus? And you know the answer, because it was through the wrist that the nails went that he was hung on the cross. And the only way we can be friends with God is through Jesus and through his death on the cross. And the word for thank you, the symbol for thank you that we're using, is a kiss. And that's beautiful, isn't it? And we can kiss Jesus. In pre-COVID times, we used to kiss each other. Well, apart from husbands and wives. And we kiss friends. Jesus kisses you. And we kiss him. In worship, it's intimate. And so as we say thank you, we are kissing Jesus. Like that Lady Mary who kissed Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. Let's do it once more time. Jesus, Jesus, here I am. Jesus, Jesus, take my hand. You give to everyone a love that won't end. Thank you, Jesus, you're my friend. We're going to pray now for people who need to know this friendship of Jesus. And some of them, maybe people who want to speak their names out loud, perhaps just a name or a situation. There are others that you know in confidence that you want to bring to the Lord at the moment. People who need someone to talk to but don't know it's Jesus. Someone to need to know that love that will not let them go. So let's pray for people who need the friendship of Jesus today.
Lindsay.
Bless her, Lord. Bless her.
Barbara.
Mark and Katie.
Bless her, Lord.
Dean and Joseph. Rosie and Adrian, Diane and Mark, Louise, Alex and John, President Putin.
Yes, sir. Jesus, you said that we would bear fruit as we pray in your name, because your Father will give to us whatever we ask in your name. And that's the fruit that you want to see happening. So already, Lord, we thank you that this prayer relationship, this friendship we have with Jesus, is bearing fruit as we pray. But praying in your name is praying like Jesus would pray. As we think of those people we've already named and others in our heart, how would Jesus pray for them? Father, we pray you would forgive those who did not know what they were doing, but who hurt us. We pray for those now who are hurting others, grieving others, who don't know what they're doing and can't stop hurting others. We pray, Lord God, they would come to their senses, reach out to you, and receive power to be good, to be whole, to be bringing life rather than death. We pray for your transformation today. Amen. And Lord Jesus, you pray that we would also learn how to pray as you prayed for those who are sick and need healing. You've told us to pray in your name. So, Lord, we pray that you would lead us, show us how to pray with authority and power to see your kingdom come, your will being done. We bring to you those that we are concerned for at the moment who need your healing touch. Amen.
Lord, we pray for you, Nella. Pray for special healing for her. In Jesus' name.
Amen. And Jesus, we know that you said to your disciples, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Therefore, pray that you will not fall into temptation. We pray for those who are falling into temptation, those for whom the flesh is weak and who are not calling out to you for help. We pray for all those who do not yet know you, that don't know there is someone who loves them, that is offering friendship and hope for the future. We pray, Lord God, that you will embolden us, make us courageous and strong to speak your word at every opportunity. Help us to love people and to tell about our best friend, Jesus. Help us in the classroom, in the playground, out in the street, at home, in the difficult places and the fun places, wherever it might be, Lord. I pray that we would speak of you, that many more friends will become those who know Jesus as their friend. Amen. I invite you to stand if you're able to sing our final hymn, O Jesus, I Have Promised. Because we can make mistakes, can't we?
We still love you.
Thank you. Grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ. with an undying love. Grace to you all. Amen.
Amen. Amen.